WCDO.
Great hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's the start, folks. Tonight is the night that a lot of local fans are always looking forward to. We have a beautiful night as we're live here in Norwich, the opening weekend of high school football, as it's Norwich hosting Sherburne-Earlville, kind of a battle of towns that are right next to each other, so you got to love it. And I'm joined tonight by my good friend Skylar Thompson, of course, played at Oneonta, had a stellar career there. Now he's a coach with Franklin Boys Basketball. You also spent some time coaching with the Walton football program. So, Sky, it is good to have you back here.
It is great to be here. Beautiful, perfect weather night. Phone still says it's 77 out here and sunny. Couldn't have asked for a better night.
Yeah, we are up on the roof here on top of the Norwich press box. Haven't been up here in a couple of years. We did a Norwich and Sydney game. Very similar weather a few years ago to start off a season. Normally we're downstairs in the press box, but tonight we're up on the roof taking advantage of this nice weather. So, of course, want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Sales kickoff show. Butler features the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll break everything down. Norwich and Sherburne-Earlville. We'll also talk about what we're going to be doing tomorrow as Sky and I will be in studio back in the WCDO studios in Sydney. We're having our high school football preview show at noon tomorrow, so make sure you circle the calendar for that. So we'll take a quick break. Norwich and Sherburne-Earlville tonight, right here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler. The reason we hear that so much is because we have credit options for all credit types, regardless of your credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. Butler Auto Sales also has the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from on two lots in Sydney. Cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans. Most makes and models are available too.
Finally, I'm approved for a car loan. Now I can get the car I really want.
So if you don't think you can get financed, think again and visit Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza, or apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com.
And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Remember that our web stream is always brought to you by SFCU. They also sponsor our game audio archive, so you can go back anytime and listen to these games. We usually upload them by the next day, so that's a free download. And you can go back in years past and listen to those games as well. So, you know, Sky, as I welcome everybody back into the Butler Auto kickoff show here, Sky, an Oneonta guy calling a game in Norwich. What's this like for you? You've already taken some heckling up here in the booth. What's that like here for you?
We just got some up here, you know. This isn't Oneonta, you know. No, it's great. We were talking when I got here, you know, have many memories of coming over here for different sports, football, basketball, track. But you couldn't have picked a different location for week one to get me started on the year. But
yeah, that's how it goes. But, you know, we'll talk a little bit more throughout the broadcast. This is really one of the only local games going on tonight. This is usually a weekend where a lot of local teams will use it for a scrimmage. So there's a lot of scrimmages tomorrow. And we saw this opportunity that they are going to use this as a real game. We said, hey, let's get going a week early. We'll do our preview show on Saturday. So it really kind of jump-starts everybody getting excited for the football season. So we're going to pause for the national anthem. We'll be right back. It's Norwich and Sherburne-Earlville tonight here on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean. For nearly 40 years, Ralphie at RC Sales Service and Towing has been the area's go-to towing guy. Pulling cars out of holes, towing trucks after hitting poles, transporting vehicles after they roll. So if you need a tow, RC Sales Service and Towing is the way to go. Always reliable, always friendly, and always fair. So request the best. RC Sales Service and Towing, Route 7 in Sydney. Best equipment, most experience, and the nicest tow guy on the road. Call 563-9299. Keep that number handy, 563-9299.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Norwich and Sherburn Earlville here tonight on WCDO. Sky, only on a Norwich thing, I don't know if we should have brought it up. I just got a text from a Norwich fan of a fly swatter going after a yellow jacket. I mean, well, you're going to take some abuse here tonight, I guess. So hazard pay for you. So
we haven't even had kickoff yet.
Sky, opening week of the season. You know, we've been talking to a lot of coaches for our preview show. The nerves, the anticipation, it's all there right now. As a guy who's been out on the field and been in this situation yourself, what is this like for a coach? What's it like as a player to be here on opening night?
It's a lot of nerves, a lot of uncertainty for sure, because you don't really know what you're going up against, especially for these teams without, as you said, normally we have a scrimmage. These guys are playing an actual game, so you really don't have much to go off of other than the last year's film. But as you mentioned, Sherburn Earlville has been playing 8-man recently, so going back to 11-man, it's a completely different idea. So it's very trying to figure each other out to start the season.
Yeah, Sherburn did go back to 11-man last year, did confirm that, but they did spend a couple of years around COVID playing some 8-man ball. So, you know, it's always interesting to see with our local teams how they do, bouncing back and forth. 8-man's a little bit different of a game, and so now coming back up to 11-man, we'll see how this goes here tonight. Again, this is a week zero game technically, and as it's been explained to us, week zero, this will count as a win or a loss on their record, but it will not really work. You can't use it for playoffs or anything like that. It doesn't count for anything going forward, but definitely is going to count for some bragging rights here along Route 12 between these two towns, which, you know, Sherburn Earlville Section 3, Norwich Section 4, they don't always cross over and get a chance to play each other. I love that this is an opportunity for them to get on the gridiron here tonight and see what happens. So, should be a lot of fun as we have our coin toss here. Norwich is in the gray uniforms tonight with the white and the purple trim. They have the purple helmets, has the Norwich Purple Tornado logo on the side. Sherburn Earlville has the black pants with the white trim on the side, a white uniform with the maroon trim, and the maroon helmet with that nice white stripe down the middle there. So here's the Go Purple chant from the fans as we start to get going here, and both these teams are excited and ready to go. Sky, I'll be interested to see how both teams settle in this first quarter, because as you said, not really an official scrimmage, so a lot of those bugs they're going to have to work out is going to get worked out here in this opening quarter.
Absolutely, and one of the things for Norwich, we talked about a little bit before the game, they got off to a very good start last season, starting off the year 5-1. And they're hoping tonight to get a little bit momentum built up as the games actually start to matter. So you want a good night. Obviously, you don't want any injuries or anything like that, but you want to start to build something for the following week when they really matter.
Don't know if you could hear that at home, but that was Dave Ring. He does it at basketball games and, of course, football games. He says a long go and holds that for about 30 seconds and then says purple. I don't know how he does it. I actually asked him the other day. I said, do you practice that? He goes, nah, I just do it. So it is a Norwich tradition here. So Sherburn Earlville is going to be kicking off to Norwich to start things off. Purple Tornado will be going left to right on your radio dial. They're going to scoop it up in the backfield. This is Holden Ryan, brings it out to about the 21-yard line. He had to chase that all the way back to about the 5 and then brought it right up the gut, tackled, again, about the 21-yard line there, Sky.
Yep, kick returning when the ball's bouncing like that one did. It was a great kick by the Sherburn kicker. When the ball's bouncing like that, as everyone knows, the football's not perfectly round, so it can bounce any which way, and I think that's what happened there. He had to go back, retreat it, got all the way out to the 21, so still made something out of nothing.
Again, thanks to Butler Auto Sales for sponsoring our kickoff show here tonight. Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. Their beautiful new facility there is great. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. And what a handoff here on first down. We're going to have a Norwich touchdown on the first play of the game. An 80-yard touchdown for Holden Ryan. Took the handoff, went down the left side, and put 6 on the board for Norwich there, Sky. What a run.
I talked about you wanted to get off to a good start. I don't think they could have asked for a better one there.
Oh, my goodness. Holden Ryan just burst through that gap on the left side and takes it to the house. Not what you're looking for if you're Sherburn Earlville, but what a start here for Norwich, and that gets this crowd that is continuing to find their seats here up and out of their seats as they're cheering there for Norwich. What a way to start the season.
Absolutely, and I like how Norwich is kicking a field goal. Listen to your podcast on the way over here. Coach Christie, a phenomenal kicker himself.
Extra point is up and good, right through the uprights there from Spencer Root, and we're going to take a break. We're just about 20 seconds into this ball game, and Norwich has a 7-0 lead here on the opening game of the season on WCDO. We'll be right back.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
What a start for Norwich as Holden Ryan takes it back 80 yards for a touchdown for the Norwich Purple Tornado. The extra point was good. Love to see a good kicking game. And Norwich leads Sherburn Earlville 7-0. Again, just 20 seconds into the contest. So now it'll be Norwich kicking off to the Marauders here. Long kick in the air will be fielded by Sherburn Earlville back at the 20-yard line. They'll look to bring it forward down the left side, and a good tackle here by Norwich. Breaking into the backfield was Colin Olds, and he was able to bring down the ball carrier there, Ryland Sigmund, for Sherburn. And we'll see what the Marauders can do here, Sky. Always tough when a team jumps on you early. You know, on the road, you want to have a little time to settle in. We'll see what they do.
Yeah, they don't really have much to settle in. The one play there, they score, now you got the ball, but you have the opportunity to go back down, score yourself again, get right back in the game.
So the quarterback here for Sherburn Earlville, junior number 10, Darren Miles. He's in the shotgun. He's got two wide receivers split to the left, two to the right. Again, as S.E. is going right to left on your dial. Man in motion from left to right. They'll look to throw on first down. They're going to loft it up. A high ball down the left side. It's knocked down and incomplete. Good defense there by Norwich, as that was Mitchell Collins coming over to knock it away.
Sherburn with a straight go route there by that one receiver. They tried to get it all back in one play, Nate.
Yeah, they weren't afraid, and you wonder if that was something they practiced coming in. Hey, the first time we get the ball, this is what we're going to try to do, but not afraid to air it out there on the first play of the game.
You know, you hear a lot on TV, whether college or professional, they script the first few plays of the game in football. But when you score on the very first play, or the very first play the other way, maybe that has to make you rethink the plays.
Miles is going to hand off on 2nd and 10 in the Norwich D line, crunching down on Ethan Shaw. He has nowhere to go, driven back for a loss. And a big tackle there by Jake Llewellyn coming through, as well as Harrison Matlack Gray for Norwich.
Jake Llewellyn was an honorable mention All-Star last year, and Harrison Matlack Gray was a regular All-Star last year. I'm sure Coach Christie's very happy to have both of them back.
You know, Sky, they got some real good beef on the D-line here. You look at the weights, 230, 250, 275, a 300-pounder there for Hunter Wenzel. I mean, they definitely have some guys up front that can do some damage. And we'll have our first flag here of the season.
And you mentioned Hunter Wenzel. He was also an All-Star last year for Norwich. So, you know, you hear all the time the game's won and lost in the trenches. Well, for Norwich to bring back a lot of your beef, if you set up front there for both sides of the ball, you can do a lot of very good things.
So a false start on Sherburne Irville is going to back them up, and this is going to be a third down and 17 now as Sherburne is on their own 10-yard line, again going right to left. So not a lot has gone right so far for the Marauders, but they're trying to get it back here on a third and 17. Two wide receivers split to the left, two to the right. Man in motion here is Nick Hull. They're going to try to hand it off and get a little running room. Nowhere to go as, again, looking for a little gut on the left wing side was Ethan Shaw, but that line collapsed on him right away. So, again, 10.5 to go in the first quarter here in Norwich, and Norwich leads Sherburne Earlville 7-0.
Number 45.
A beautiful night here as the sun continues to go down. We're on the roof of the press box here tonight. Great place to call a game, beautiful view, and should be a perfect night here for some football. So Sherburne is going to be punting this one away. This is Jack Rodman doing the punting duties. He gets the snap, gets a line drive here, pretty good punt, bounces up to midfield, will be fielded here by Holden Ryan, gets it on the Norwich logo, lost control of it for a second, just decides to fall on it safely. Norwich is going to have great field position. With 10 minutes to go in the first quarter, a 7-0 lead, they'll get the ball at the 50-yard line. So they'll actually be at about their own 48, and the Norwich offense coming back on the field. We've only seen them for one play, but they put it in the end zone for 7 points the last time out, so we'll see what they do here. So Norwich breaking the huddle. The sophomore quarterback here, Stephen Dowdle, excellent basketball player as well for Norwich High School. He's got a man in motion from right to left. Two wide receivers split to the left side. They're going to hand it off here to Richard Fuller. Got some speed to the outside. He's at the 40, to the 30. Fuller looking like he might score, and he does. Another touchdown for Norwich. Just 2 minutes in, and it is a 13-0 ball game, as that's Richard Fuller on a sweep, taking it in for six.
Point after, coming up.
And so they'll have the point after. Sky, break down how he was just able to get to the outside like that.
Well, came in motion, you know, coming from the close side, right side of the line, over to the left. Made a great upfield cut. It's a very hard sometimes experience with this. Sometimes getting the right footing to plant your foot and cut upfield, because when you're going in motion full speed, it's easier to keep going wide to the sideline. He actually cut that just a little bit short, more on the hash marks. Made a great cut. No one was there.
He's a speedster on the track as well, so it's good to see him doing it on the football field. Extra point is good, and Norwich leads 14-0 over Sherburne Irwell. Again, just a little over 2 minutes into this ball game. We'll take a break and be right back on WCDO.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Norwich leading Sherburne Earlville 14-0 here in a fumble on the kickoff. And looks like Sherburne is going to recover on their own 25 on the return. Norwich is saying they got the football, though, and did we see a signal there, Sky, from the white cap? I'm not sure if I saw one yet. Yes, Norwich has it, I think. Wow, a fumble recovery, and it has been a nightmare so far for Sherburne. They're down 14-0, 9:47 to go in the first quarter, and Norwich is full gas right now here, Sky. Unbelievable.
It looked like what happened on that return was the Sherburne player actually ran into the back of his own player, and that happens obviously sometimes unexpected, and it looked like the ball just popped out. It looked like he fell on it to me.
It really did.
So I don't really know what happened there, but it looked like he ran into the back of his own player, which is what caused the fumble.
Norwich, again, in the purple with the gray and the white here going left to right. They lead 14-0. They recover a fumble on the Sherburne 25, and we're going to have a flag out, and we'll see what the call is here.
It'll be a false start.
Again, 9:45 to go first quarter. Norwich leading Sherburne Earlville 14-0. Nate Lull and Skyler Thompson with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. So that'll back Norwich up. Going to be a first down here, but going to be a little bit longer. Back to the 30-yard line, so going to be about a first and 15. So a first and 15, ball back to the 30. Steven Dowdle, the QB, in the shotgun. Three wide receivers, trips to the right here. They're going to throw to the left. They got one guy. Great throw by Dowdle, and it's a touchdown for Norwich. Hauling it in is Mitchell Collins. A great throw from Dowdle on a rope into the back left corner of the end zone, and Norwich now leads 20-0 with 9:40 to go here in the first quarter. That's unbelievable. And so Mitchell Collins hauls it in. Wow, what a throw there. Just put the right air under it. And here we go for the extra point. Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is through the uprights. And it's a 21-0 lead for Norwich over Sherburne Oroville here in the opening weekend of the season. What a start for Norwich. And we'll be right back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour, no experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A 21-0 lead here. Another kickoff. Sherburne is going to field this one and step out of bounds at about the 18-yard line. 9:38 to go in the first quarter. In case you're just joining us, hey, let's see how the game's going. Norwich with three touchdowns so far in the first 2.5 minutes of the game. Absolutely unbelievable. They lead 21-0 here over Sherburne Oroville. Sky, have you seen a game like this, a start like this in your days playing or being on the air with me or anything?
No. quite frankly, no. That's the easy answer.
I was trying to remember if I've seen one like this. Thought you'd help me jog my memory, but wow, great start.
We played Elmira Express my junior year, first game of the year. That was pretty bad, but I don't think it was three plays, three touchdowns.
Bad for you, bad for Elmira.
Awesome.
We've all been, you know, on the tough end of a game like this. Yeah, you can feel for Sherburne Oroville. A lot of football left to be played here. If they can get things together, we'll see how they can do here tonight. But Norwich, boy, the weapons. As Holden Ryan, an 80-yard touchdown run, followed by Richard Fuller, a 50-yard touchdown run, and then Mitchell Collins hauling in a 30-yard catch from Steven Dowdle to make this a 21-0 game.
And, you know, when you have that many weapons offensively, it really opens things up, and they've obviously had three scores, but three different guys have done it. And that's great to see if you're Norwich looking forward, going, okay, we have this many weapons.
First and 10 for Sherburne, going right to left. QB keeper here, he's got nowhere to go. Brought down in the backfield. Mason Edwards was sprinting through the line and brought him down. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage on that. So a second down coming up here. 9:25 to go first quarter. Norwich on top, 21-0.
And, Nate, not to get away from the game, how great is it? To our right, we have a lot of what looks like maybe JV players wearing their jerseys too. Great for them to be here and experience, watch and learn, and then they're going to be the next group coming through.
Yeah, a lot of excitement here as, you know, you and I were going through our pregame duties. I was down on the field. A lot of people coming in. As you said, a lot of younger players with their jerseys on. Maybe some sort of a little Hawaiian theme night here as well.
I just picked
up on that, too. Yep. So, handoff on second down for Sherburne. They bounce to the outside. Maybe a gain of about two before being knocked out of bounds, as that was Nick Hall, the sophomore running back, pushed out. So this is going to be a third down coming up with 8:50 to go in the first quarter, and Norwich on top 21-0. Going to be a third and 10 for Sherburne Oroville.
The Norwich student section always does a great job.
They do. Yeah.
I can say that now that I don't have to play against them.
So a key third down here for Sherburne, just trying to settle in on the road in the season opener here against Norwich. who again has scored three touchdowns so far here in the first just few minutes of this ball game. A lot of speed is what I'm seeing from Norwich so far here tonight, and they're pumped up and ready to play on their home field. Third down, Sherburn through the air, pass to the outside, nowhere to go. Good defense here by Norwich, as that was Nathan Murphy coming up to make sure that didn't get to the outside. Fourth down now for Sherburn Earlville.
You mentioned that speed. They're definitely using a lot of that tonight, but we talked about, too, the three all-stars that they had last year that are on the line for them. That'll be huge, too. You have both the speed aspect and the power up front. It makes for a very complete football team.
So Sherburn Earlville will be punting from pretty much the edge of their own end zone here, again going right to left. Jack Rodman will be doing the punting, and Norwich back to receive will be Holden Ryan. He is on the Norwich logo here. Good punt by Sherburn. This one's going to go back to Ryan, who fields this one at the 50-yard line, takes off 45-40, cuts back up to about the 35, still on his feet, spins out and hustles his way down to the 30-yard line. Great return in traffic there, Sky, by Holden Ryan for Norwich.
Made a few guys miss. Good return. That one, that punt was a little bit more up in the air, gave him a chance to catch it and make a return out of it, as opposed to the first one that you mentioned was more of a line drive.
As a guy and used to return punts, correct?
Yeah.
How hard is it to catch a skyrocket ball like that? It's got to be difficult.
I would much rather have them up in the air as opposed to the line drive ones, because as we talked about with that first kickoff, you never know how they're going to bounce, but it's hard. You got to look forward and up in the air, too. You know, you don't want to get drilled.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking about. A handoff here for Norwich. They run from left to right, cutting back to the 25-20, and finally brought down Braden Hagenboo with a nice run. And very close to a first down here for Norwich. Again, 7:45 to go first quarter. Norwich leading Sherburn Earlville 21-0 in the opening game of the high school football season here on WCDO. And let's see.
It looks like it should be a first, but the one official was signaling for second down.
Yep, second and inches here, it looks like. Right, Sky?
It can't be.
I was going to say, they haven't moved the chains. Here we go. Okay. First game for the chain gang, too, right?
And so, the officials, yeah. The ball was past the first down marker. I was like, I don't know how they're going to be able to. But back to your punt point. For selfish reasons, when you're a return guy, you always want to return. So
sure.
Calling a fair catch is never something you want to do, but sometimes you just got to go. The smart decision is definitely call one.
Hand off to Holden Ryan to the right side before he's knocked out of bounds at about the 10-yard line. And that's going to be good for about 8, maybe 9 yards, so second and short. And again, Norwich going left to right deep in Marauders territory once again, looking to knock on the door. With 7:23 to go in the first quarter, Norwich leading Sherburn Earlville 21-0. A ball on the 10-yard line, right on that right hash, as the Purple Tornado break out of the huddle here. Steven Dowdle, the sophomore quarterback, is in the shotgun. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. And he's got one running back. It's Holden Ryan. Fakes the handoff, rolls out to his left. Pass is complete. Little bootleg back to the outside. Sherburn snuffs it out. But again, good job by Norwich here, pushing forward down to about the 5-yard line. And that was Mason Edwards, who caught that ball and picked up a few extra yards.
Great play by Norwich. Fake handoff. Little play action. Rolled back out to his left. Nice little dump off, picked up the first down. Now you got first and goal from about the 5.5-ish for 5.
So again, Norwich knocking on the door here in a very successful first quarter. Norwich looks really, really crisp so far here tonight. Looking to add to their lead on the 5-yard line here. Here's the snap. They're going to hand it off again to Holden Ryan. Busts through and he scores. And Norwich puts a fourth touchdown on the board here in the first quarter with 6:53 still to go. Another 6 points and the second touchdown here of the evening for Holden Ryan. So I'm going to add that to my sheet here, as Holden Ryan, again, an 80-yard touchdown on the first play of the game, and now about a 5-yard TD run here. And we will go for the extra point as well. This one, a little squib kick, is up and it is through. 4 for 4 on extra points here. That was Spencer Root. So it's 28-0, Norwich over Sherburn Earlville. Again, 6:53 to go first quarter. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Norwich leading Sherburn Earlville in the first football game of the fall season, 28-0 here under the lights in Norwich. Sun is going down. A beautiful night for football. After that last Holden Ryan touchdown, Norwich kicked off in a small return for Sherburn Earlville out to about the 29-yard line. Return was by Nick Hull. And so a first down and 10. As again, Sherburn's in the white tops, the maroon helmets, the black pants going right to left there at the 29-yard line here on a first and 10, really right up at about the 30. Norwich showing a little pressure. Man in motion for Sherburn. And now a fumble is on the ground. Sherburn's able to pick it up. Nowhere to go, though. Just a good recovery there by Sherburn and maybe a yard by Ethan Shaw. Got to be hard here if you're Sherburn Earlville. The nerves have set in. You're down four touchdowns now. You're just trying to hope that something goes your way here, Sky.
You know, we're only 5.5 minutes into the game, and as we talked about, you know, the nerves, you know, settling in and all that stuff. And then you look up at the scoreboard, and you're already down 28, and it deflates your emotions about the game. But you still got a lot left. Build on something. Get better. Continue to do things the right way and hope for the best.
Sherburn with a handoff here on second down, trying to bust to the outside. Nowhere to go once again as Nick Hull was brought down by Harrison Matlack Gray. I think you've nailed this guy. This group up front, a lot of all-stars coming back from last year. I saw them working up, very meticulous, very methodical, and they're ready to go here tonight. They bring the energy as well.
You need those guys up front. When you got, as we've seen, the many weapons that Norwich has, that's great, but if you don't have the guys up front to block for them, you know, they're not going to be able to really go anywhere. So Norwich having that solid foundation up front really will lead to a good thing for them this year, I believe.
Third and 9 for Sherburn. They are on their own 30-yard line here. Little handoff, a sweep to the outside for the Marauders. They try to cut it back, nowhere to go. It's a sea of gray and purple on the far side as Jackson Bush is swallowed up by the Norwich defense. Yeah, maybe a loss of 3-4 yards on that play, and a fourth down coming here for Sherburn Earlville. And so they will look to punt it away here on fourth down. I believe it's fourth down. Yes, it is. As they are facing a fourth and about 14, I would say. And so Norwich is going to get the ball back once again. And Holden Ryan is back to our left, standing at his own 40-yard line for Norwich, ready to receive this punt. Another deep punt here, high in the air, end over end. Ryan's got to back up to the 30-yard line to scoop it up, and he does. Outside of the 40, he's at midfield, he's at the 50, into Sherburn territory. Back to the 30, cuts it back, 25-20 before he's brought down deep in Sherburn territory at the 18. Another nice run back here for Holden Ryan of Norwich. First and 10 coming up here for Norwich. Looks like one of the officials in the backfield here, it was away from the play. I think he might have got knocked into there. Scott, did you see anything?
I did not see it. Watching the play, I was obviously behind the play. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, the play came to the near side where the Norwich sideline is, and the official's about at midfield. I think maybe he might have got bumped into by somebody coming across the field. He's got a smile on his face.
He does have a smile.
He's going to get a nice round of applause here, puts his hat back on. Everything seems to be okay. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Norwich 28, Sherburn Earlville nothing. Appreciate everybody listening into the opening game of the season here on WCDO. I try to remember this game, Sky, because usually by the end of the year we are in freezing cold, wintry conditions when you get deep into sectionals or maybe states, And I think back to this beautiful fall night here and say, oh, I wish, I'm one of those guys, I would take this weather all year round. So
if you could. You know, it's funny, though. When the sun goes down, you really do feel the temperature drop.
Yes. Always notice that during football season. My goal is how many weeks can I go without really busting out the heavy jacket or something like that for a game? Because a lot of times with, you know, football, we're in an open-air scenario. So you're trying to plan for being hot at the start of the game and then, you know, for us here in the booth, being chilly by the end when the sun goes down. So here is Norwich. They're going to hand it off here at the 20-yard line. They're deep in Sherburn territory. A cutback move here all the way down across the 10 to the 5 for Braden Hagenboo. And Norwich is knocking on the door here again, Sky. They lead 28-0, 4:25 to go in the first quarter. It has been all Purple Tornado so far tonight.
You know, I hope our listeners didn't think we were about to break out in the song "When the Sun Goes Down" on my side of town.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear us sing here tonight. We leave the music on CDO up to the music guys, that's for sure. But here's Norwich once again down at the 6-yard line. And again, Stephen Dowdle, the sophomore QB, showing a lot of composure. Timeout is going to be taken here by Sherburn. They want to collect themselves on defense here. And so we'll take a quick break. Late in the first quarter, Norwich leads Sherburn Earlville 28-0. We'll be right back on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Sky played at Oneonta. I think could have gone on and played in college had he really wanted to. And, of course, he spent a couple of seasons with the Walton program as well, coaching. So well-versed in the game and glad to have you on the air here. We're going to have Tim Cutting, I'm sure, several times this year as well. So always glad to have you here, Sky, that's for sure.
You got to stop mentioning the Oneonta thing until I'm gone from here.
Yeah, we want to get you safely out of town here, right? So just 4:07, just over 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's Norwich again. Going to be a QB keeper for Stephen Dowdle, and the seas part, and he's able to waltz into the end zone, and Norwich with another touchdown. They now lead 34-0 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. As Stephen Dowdle, again, the sophomore QB, he came up last year for varsity basketball. I was impressed with him as an athlete and ready to watch him play some football this year, that's for sure.
He's been very impressive so far. We've only seen him throw the ball once, but it was a beautifully thrown ball.
Mm-hmm.
So Coach Christie for Norwich has got to be happy about having him for this year, and he's a sophomore, so a couple more years after that.
Extra point kick is off the crossbar and in.
Grazed the top of the crossbar.
Beautiful kick there. Jet had just enough mustard to get up and over. So, again, we'll step away. Norwich on top of Sherburn Earlville here, 35-0 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store on Main Street in Unadilla.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Just under 4 minutes to go in the first quarter on a beautiful night here in Norwich, and Norwich leads Sherburn Earlville 35-0 again in the first quarter, and a kickoff to Sherburn fielded way back by the end zone. They brought it out to about the 12-yard line. We do have a penalty, so we'll see how this all sorts out, but Either way, Sherburne's going to have the ball again. The white tops, the black pants, and the maroon helmets going right to left. Norwich tonight is in the gray with the purple helmets, the purple, and the white trim. So it's going to be a first and 10. And actually, no, they're going to have to mark this off here. The penalty was against the Marauders. So bringing them all the way back to about the 7-yard line here. Thanks to all our listeners tonight on WCDOsports.com as well. That's brought to you by SFCU. We have our game audio archive as well. You can go back to listen to old football, basketball, baseball, softball games that we've done on the radio. Again, it's a free download, all courtesy of SFCU. So here is a first down for Sherburne Earlville. Going to be a handoff to the right side as they go right to left. But the Norwich defense is swarming once again. Justin Race, the freshman running back, tried to get to the outside, had nowhere to go.
And that just goes to show that Norwich speed. It looked like he actually had something going, and then before he knew it, he already got hit by multiple defenders.
Yeah, that great speed as Mason Edwards got to the outside to rip him down. Clock continuing to move at about 3.5 to go here in the first quarter. A nice grouping of fans here tonight in Norwich. Of course, not a far drive to come down the road from Sherburne or Earlville tonight. So a well-attended game here at Norwich High School. Great to see. Second down and 11 here for Sherburne Earlville, backed up against their own end zone. They'll try to hand it off. We got a flag. They try to go up the gut, and again, nowhere to go. That Norwich defense collapsing in as the Norwich running back on that play was Ethan Shaw.
Sherburne had two guys going in motion. You can't have that. I don't know if there was just some confusion on the play or something like that, but that's what the flag's going to be for here.
So that's going to back up Sherburne a little bit farther here. And that Norwich defense hungry to get after that ball. Sherburne desperately trying to find a way to get something that will work here. We've seen a couple of different running backs. We've seen some QB keepers. Nothing has really gotten them into the groove here quite yet as they trail 35-0. With 3 minutes to go, just a little bit over 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. As high school football season has begun here in Section 4, most teams are scrimmaging this weekend. A lot of our local teams have a scrimmage tomorrow on Saturday. Just a reminder, we're going to have our WCDO preview show tomorrow at noon. Sky and I will be in studio. We're going to have some other interviews with Jeff Matthews, the Sydney coach, Israel Lormer, the Bainbridge-Guilford coach, Frank McCroney from Unitego Franklin, the coach there. So we'll have a lot to talk about football-wise tomorrow as well on the preview show. Handoff here for Sherburne on third down and 11 with 2:55 to go here in the first quarter. Pickup of about 3 or 4 yards, but it's still going to bring up a fourth down and about 8 to go. Ball carrier there was Justin Race again, and Sherburne's going to have to punt it away. And so a tough start tonight here for Sherburne Earlville on the road. Kind of a mini rivalry game here against Norwich. That's what attracted me to it, Section 3 versus Section 4. And I wanted to get an early look at this Norwich team, that's for sure. Again, and another thank you to all our listeners on 92.3, our new frequency here in Norwich. We're glad to bring our CDO programming to you. A high punt from Sherburne. This might be the best one yet, end over end. Caught back at the 40-yard line here by Hagenboo. Cuts it back to the inside. Braden Hagenboo gets a block down the sideline before he's knocked out of bounds. And a flag in the backfield. We'll see who this is against here, Sky, with 2 minutes to go first quarter.
They're going to get a block in the back on the punt return here. There is nothing more frustrating. As a return guy, who we've had this happen a couple of times, when you turn around and you see there's a flag on the ground.
Yeah, I would say after you do all that work, you have a nice return, maybe a score. You look back, you see that flag. Are you immediately looking for the flag?
It's funny. One time, well, it's awful if I say yes, but it happened a couple too many times. Matter of fact, we were talking about this. One of the years of the floods, we were playing against Sydney at this field, and I heard someone say there was a flag. I got to the 30-yard line going towards the scoreboard here. I turned around, I saw there was a flag. I just started walking. I knew there was
you
no
knew.
Point. Yeah, yeah.
So then you would have been in.
Oh, yeah. I did score still. But, yeah, and it's frustrating, but, you know.
Part of the game.
You got to move on, and as it happened a couple times.
So that block in the back is going to bring Norwich back to the 40-yard line here. As they go left to right, they've had really good starting field position. This is one of the farthest back, I should say, that they've had to start here tonight besides the opening drive where they started on their own 20. So 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Norwich leading Sherburne Earlville 35-0. Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you here tonight on WCDL. And we'll see what the Norwich offense has here on a first down as they go left to right. Again, they're in the gray with the white and purple trim and the purple helmets here tonight. A fake handoff. They try to roll to the outside. Dowdle is brought down in the backfield. And the Sherburne defense sniffing that one out nicely. One of our running back buddies, Ethan Shaw, comes through and rips him down.
Great play by him right there, and gives Sherburne something to get some excitement about. Yeah, you got second down and long. You don't want to give a big play here, then make it third and long. Maybe force Norwich to punt and get the ball back in decent field position.
So coming up on 90 seconds to go here in this first quarter, a 35-0 lead for Norwich over Sherburne Earlville. And this is going to be a second and 22 for Norwich. Ball is on their own 28-yard line. They'll look to hand it off. They do to Holden Ryan, and he's going to march his way out to the 35 to the 36 before he's brought down there. Another nice run by Holden Ryan, who has two touchdowns so far tonight for Norwich. Ryland Sigmund on the tackle for the Marauders. So a third down and about 11 or 12 to go here for Norwich. With a minute to go in the first quarter, Norwich in no hurry to bring it out here from the sideline. The play, that is, 20 seconds to go on the play clock as they're looking to put together a nice drive here late in the first quarter with 50 seconds left here in this opening frame. Waiting for the snap here on a third and 14. Two wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Somebody jumped here. We'll have a flag, and I think maybe it was Sherburne, but they're, of course, pointing at the Norwich side. We'll see.
This is the best part when someone jumps. Both sides always point at the other. I love it.
Marauders, five-yard penalty, repeat the down.
Yeah, going to be on Sherburne, so
third and eight.
Going to be a third and eight now as Norwich will get a free 5 yards there. Dowdle looking over at the sideline with 40 seconds to go first quarter, trying to get the play. Looks like they want to change something up here on a shorter down. Waiting for the snap. Dowdle is in the shotgun. Gets it back, wants to throw, does to the outside, pass is complete. They're going to pick up the first down at the 50 to the 45. A lot of contact, Holden Ryan bowling over his defender there, picking up a first down, and we might have an injury on the play here with 29 seconds to go in the first quarter. Good physical running there by Holden Ryan, that's for sure. Injured player for Sherburne, so we are going to take an injury timeout. Again, our score is Norwich 35, Sherburne Earlville nothing. With 30 seconds to go in the first quarter, we'll be right back here on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We're live from Norwich High School tonight. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Norwich leading Sherburne Earlville 35-0. Two touchdowns for Holden Ryan. Other guys who've gotten on the board, Stephen Dowdle on a QB keep, Richard Fuller a 50-yard TD run, Mitchell Collins with a great catch from Dowdle. They've done it in a variety of ways here so far tonight. And the first play of the game was Holden Ryan, an 80-yard TD run down the left side, really sparked Norwich early in this one. And so this is going to be a first and 10 after that last run by Holden Ryan. Injured player for Sherburne Earlville was Ryland Sigmund. He did walk off under his own power, so we'll hope that he's okay. Run to the outside by Hagenboo, brought down at the line of scrimmage, nowhere to go. And that might be our last play of the first quarter here. Norwich all over Sherburne Earlville, 35-0 on a beautiful night here at Norwich High School. A big thank you to them for setting us up here on the roof. So we have a beautiful view of the field. Yeah, that's going to do it for the first quarter. Norwich leads SE 35-0. Second quarter coming up here on WCDO.
You're proud of your local community. You have learned, lost, and loved in your hometown. We understand. We feel the same way. With 72 years of tradition, a history of excellence supporting our members through thick and thin, and an eye on the future, SFCU is your financial partner for yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We are here for you. Come see why so many in our area choose SFCU to make their banking easier. SFCU is an equal housing lender and is federally insured by NCUA. Visit sfcuonline.org for full details.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Skylar Thompson with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Of course, all our listeners on our new frequency here in Norwich, 92.3. And a big reason we wanted to bring in 92.3 into the WCDO family is exactly this: football games. We've been doing a ton of basketball games the last couple of years. Norwich has had a lot of success. And the community has really embraced us, so a big thank you to everybody here who listens and supports us in all our work that we do over here in Norwich. Feels like a good second home for us. So 35-0, Sky, what a start here for Norwich. Talk about what you've seen so far, the D-line, the O-line, the speed, and the quarterback, Stephen Dowdle.
They've really played a complete game to start it. Coach Christie's got to be very happy with what he's seen. It's been a complete team effort. As we said, the line, the backs, everything has been working exactly the way they'd want to. You just hope it continues, and you want to continue to grow, even though you're like, how can you grow on 35-0? There is going to be little things here and there.
Well, here's some growth, as on the first handoff of the second quarter, Holden Ryan's going to go for a 50-yard TD for his third touchdown of the evening, and Norwich leads 41-0 with the extra point coming. A huge gap, and he was able to drive a truck through that thing and took it all the way to the house.
I have been very impressed with the way he runs the football.
Yes, super impressive. A good burst of speed, and they're really good at finding the hole, too.
He has a very good combination of speed and power, and I like that.
Extra point. This one is drilled up and through, and they are perfect in the kicking game. Knock on wood, I probably just ruined that for them. But a 42-0 lead for Norwich over Sherburne Earlville, an impressive start for the Purple Tornado. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. A 42-0 lead here for Norwich over Sherburne Earlville. As Holden Ryan scores his third touchdown of the night, he now has TD runs of 80 yards, 5 yards, and 50 yards here tonight. And going to be a kickoff here for Norwich as Sherburne, again, in the white with
there?
The maroon helmets and the black pants. I think we're going to have some sort of a false start here on the kickoff. They ran halfway up to the ball and then kind of stopped and then decided to kick it.
Yeah.
So, you know, Sky, I don't know if you've seen a lot of this. Green did it a lot where everyone would break out of a huddle, kind of pretend they were going to kick off and then stop and reset. That was a thing for a while. I thought maybe it was something like that.
Yeah, that looked like they really just... It didn't look like that. It looked like they were ready to go, and then for some reason they all stopped, and then the kicker just went up, kicked it, and no one really knew. So
we'll try it again here. Again, Norwich leading Sherburne Earlville 42-0. Purple Tornado will boot this one deep, And Sherburn will field it at their own 20, out to the 25, cutting back to the right side, out to the 35. He's got a lane all the way up to the 50, a devastating hit along the sideline there by Colin Olds, coming over to get a piece of Nick Hull, who had a great return there, but a huge football collision right at midfield, and that brought the crowd to their feet.
Crowd always likes a big hit like that. They got one.
Colin Olds came over and said, that's enough of that. But a really nice return. Looked like he was going to get 10 yards. Ends up with about a 35-yard return there.
Really was. It was a great return. He found a little bit of a lane, took it, got to the outside, took it out to the 50-yard line.
Yeah, really nice return. As a returner, we've talked about this here tonight here, Sky. Are you always fearful of that big hit, or do you just kind of push it out of your mind? Because as a returner, you don't know where it's coming from, per se.
No, returning's hard with that because a lot of it, you know, at least when I was returning, isn't. You don't just take off sprinting. You kind of have to wait for that crease or seam or hope one opens up. You don't obviously not move, but when you don't move, sometimes you are a little fearful.
A QB keeper here, a direct snap for Sherburn. One of their best plays of the night, running directly forward for Darren Miles. Got about 10 yards, going to be really close to a first down into Norwich territory as they go left to right at about the 41-yard line.
You've seen Sherburn start to do a couple things a little bit better as the game's moved on here. You know, they got a sack on the quarterback, another tackle for a loss, a nice return right here. And that's the kind of stuff that you as a coach and as a whole team want to build off of. You know, it's obviously not probably been the ideal way to start the game, but we have those little things that we can build off and said this is what works.
11 minutes to go in the second quarter. Going to be a second down and short, and there's a flag going to be against Sherburn here. Looks like it's going to be against Norwich. And so, again, 11 minutes to go in the second quarter. It was against Sherburn. Okay.
Well,
so an offsides there.
Well, the official signaled. Oh, they are going back.
Well, he pointed. I think he may have pointed the wrong way at first.
5-yard penalty.
But either way, it's going to back Sherburn up across the 45 to the 46. So they're right at midfield. Trying to get things going here. What I like about this is Sherburn is still showing good energy, still doing the little things as you talked about, trying to find a way to get into a groove here despite being down early in the second quarter. They're going to hand it off, a good run up the middle across the 45 to the 44. Ethan Shaw, the junior running back, who has some good size and speed, is brought down right there.
That's the bottom of the pile.
And so the ball now at about the 44-yard line here. Again, make sure you tune in tomorrow as Sky and I will be back in Sydney in the CDO studios. We'll have our WCDO high school football preview show. We'll have interviews with three local coaches. We'll take a look at the schedules for all the local teams that we're going to be covering this season and really give you some things to look forward to throughout the fall season on Fridays and Saturdays. So that's tomorrow at noon. Right here on WCDO. Handoff on third down, and it's going to be good for a first down across the 45, all the way down to about the 35, 33-yard line here for Ethan Shaw. He finally got some room to run with there and brought down by Quincy Carnahan. Norwich leading 42-0. Clock still moving down to 9, about 9:45 to go here in the second quarter.
Nice little counterplay. They had a guy going in motion. They ran it back the other way. That's the type of stuff we're talking about, something you can build on, some nice momentum that you can take into the next week.
Man in motion here for Sherburn Earlville, going left to right. They're in Norwich territory, going right back to Shaw. Lowers the shoulder across the 30, and it's a fumble picked up here by Norwich. Was the ball on the ground? Are they going to say no, it's Norwich ball? Thought maybe they were going to say the knee was down. Nope, it popped out, recovered, I believe, by Holden Ryan there. Yeah, he got it.
It looks like the official is explaining he actually took it out as he was going down when Ryan made the tackle there. It looks like he just took it out.
Boy, just when you think Sherburn's got some momentum, a couple of nice runs there. The ball pops free, and Norwich gets it back here with 9.5 to go in the second quarter, and Norwich leading Sherburn Earlville 42-0, and Norwich is going to get it back on their own, about the 26-yard line here. So let's see what the Purple Tornado can do on offense once again. They have been clicking on all cylinders here tonight. And so Stephen Dattle is in the shotgun. One wide receiver, that's Richard Fuller, out to the left. And two wide receivers to the right. One guy in the backfield. Fuller's going to come in motion. They're going to hand it off to him. No, QB keeper. Actually, went to Holden Ryan. Fooled us all. Ryan to the 45-50 before he stops out of bounds. A little trickery there. And Holden Ryan with another good run. Good for a first down. That's like calling a Walton game there, Sky. They hand it off to somebody, and you got to try to guess who actually has the football.
You know, we were talking, and you had Frank McCroney on, so a couple of the Unitigo years where they do the double wing and stuff, it's like you think it's here and it's there, and it's tough to follow with the misdirection.
Yeah, it really is. You know, we always have said on the air, it's like watching a blackjack dealer for the quarterback. He turns around, and he's shuffling, and you never know where it's going to go. Hand off here to Hagenboo on first down to the 40, 35, 30. Hagenboo's got a lane to the 20, to the 10, and that is a Norwich touchdown with 8:50 to go in the second quarter. A nice run by Braden Hagenboo for about a 40-yard TD. Wow. So Hagenboo takes it to the house, and the lead continues. So that fumble proves costly there for Sherburne. So Hagenboo, about a 40-yarder there. Makes it a 48-0 lead for Norwich here over Sherburne Earlville with 8:50 to go in the second quarter, waiting for the kick. Snap is good, hold is good, and through the uprights, this one is good. Nice kicking game for Spencer Root, and it is 49-0. Norwich on top of Sherburne Earlville. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove, heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days, and top quality Valspar paint for indoor jobs. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Norwich leads Sherburne Earlville 49-0 here under the lights in week zero of the high school football season. That's the official name given to it by Section 4. They just brought it in a couple of years ago. It's a week where you can kind of pick what you want to do. You want to scrimmage, you want to have a multi-team scrimmage, that's fine. Or you can do what Norwich and Sherburne are doing here tonight, pretty much playing a real game. Norwich can count it on their record, but it won't count towards playoff seedings or anything like that. So
yeah, someone had to explain week zero
to
me, and I was like, is it a scrimmage? And they go, basically what you just said, it could be.
It could be.
I said, well, is it a game? It could be.
In our interview tomorrow with Coach Jeff Matthews from Sydney, we actually asked him, because I know he's on a lot of the committees that decide these things. And, you know, New York State brought it in, too. That's something that across the state teams have an option to do. So Norwich kicks it off. It rolls all the way back into the end zone. And so this will be Sherburne Earlville with the ball at their own 20-yard line. Again, if you're just joining us, Norwich leading Sherburne Earlville 49-0. You heard that right, with 8:50 to go in the second quarter here under the lights in Norwich. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Skylar Thompson here tonight. Glad to bring you the action. And again, we'll have our high school football preview show tomorrow at noon right here on CDO. Variety of interviews with local coaches. We'll break down the local schedule, talk about all the teams that we cover here in the Tri-County area. So here is Sherburne on a first and 10, starting at their own 20, going left to right, a pass to the left side. And again, the Norwich defense was all over that one as Richard Fuller leads the attack over there, and they're able to bring down the receiver over there on that far side, who was Ethan Shaw.
I think that's the first pass we've seen from Sherburne since the very first play that they had on offense.
Yeah, they sold out on the first play, tried to go deep, and it was incomplete. Since then, it's been pretty much a running game. Second and 9 here for the Marauders with 8 minutes to go in the second quarter, and Norwich leading 49-0. In the shotgun, Marauders with the ball. Norwich coming with some pressure. They're going to hand it off here. A good run up the middle. Still on his feet. Let's see who the ball carrier is. Out to about the 28-yard line. And let's see who comes off the bottom of the pile. That was Shaw once again. So a nice run, but it's going to be third down and about two to go here for Sherburne Earlville.
For the Marauders.
A couple of minutes away from our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Marabito has been a proud sponsor of our halftime report for many, many football seasons. Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. You can call Marabito today at 607-563-HEAT. And we're just a couple of months away from the cold season again, so you want to keep that number handy. A first down here for Sherburne as Shaw gets the handoff, goes along the left hash, and he's able to push the pile forward. Some good momentum there for Sherburne. Again, with just under 7 minutes to go in the second quarter, Norwich leading Sherburne Earlville 49-0.
Ethan Shaw's been running the ball pretty well so far for Sherburne.
Yeah, he really has. Good physical runner, and I'm assuming we're going to see him get the ball a little bit more after that injury to Rylan Sigmund, who was pretty heavily involved in the Sherburne offense at the start of the game. We think maybe that was a shoulder or an arm injury.
It looked like we were carrying them off.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't carrying him, but.
QB keeper here, brought back down. Norwich snuffs it out, though. Leading the charge was Quincy Carnahan. QB keeper there for Darren Miles, but again, nowhere to go on that first down carry.
Jack Byron's on the stop for the Purple Tornado.
And so a second down and about nine to go. Be generous to give him a yard there. Sherburne going left to right on your radio dial. Again, we're going to have games every Friday this season. We will not have a game next Friday night, but after that it will be every Friday and a variety of Saturdays depending on what local teams are playing. Sounds like Sky is going to be able to join us as much as he can. And it's the every other year we have a lot of games where we go to Delhi, kind of flip-flops on the schedule, so we will be at Delhi for a bunch of games. So that's going to be fun as... You know, Bainbridge will be over there this year. I believe the Delhi-Walton game is in Walton this year, so we'll see if we can get over there for that. So a lot of exciting matchups on the schedule potentially. As a run up the middle here for Sherburne, good for a couple of yards. So they have a third and four here out to their own 40-yard line.
Speaking of schedules, Coach Christie talked about on his podcast with you the gauntlet that they have to go through. In a game like this, score says 49-0, but you're still looking ahead at when he's talked about Forks, and everyone knows about Forks, of course. And, you know, every year they have such a strong program and team. You know, you're getting ready for teams like that.
First down run here for Sherburne. We'll let Sky finish his point here. There's Shaw once again, and he gets into Norwich territory at about the 47-yard line. Again, our score, Norwich 49, Sherburne Earlville nothing with 4:40 to go second quarter. Again, going back to your point, the gauntlet they go through, crazy every year in their division.
And, you know, when you think about Section 4 football, whether it's D, C, B, any of the classes, every year it seems like the winner of Section 4 is going to make a run in the state tournament. Last year we saw three teams from Section 4 win a state championship. We know about the run that Tioga's been on, Main Endwell's been on, Forks has been on. For a team like Norwich, who's been knocking on the door for a while, you know, you're hoping that this might just be the year where all the pieces, you know, come together at the right time.
Hand off up the middle here for Sherburne Earlville for Nick Hull, and this is the longest drive that Sherburne's had here tonight into Norwich territory, down to the 40. Again, Norwich leading 49-0 with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. What I think is exciting, too, is down on the field during pregame, the numbers are really healthy here in Norwich. They have, I think, 25 guys on varsity this year, really healthy, modified numbers, and the Cyclones program here in Norwich, the youth program, does very, very well. They said they have over 40 kids in that, so they're projecting for the next 10 years they're going to have great numbers, which will help build, hopefully, for more success there, Sky. It's a handoff here on second down at about 5 to go for Sherburne. They try to cut to the outside. They're not going to get there. Great defense by Quincy Carnahan to come to the outside and make sure they couldn't get the edge there with 3:15 to go in the second quarter.
And speaking of the numbers, we talked about it earlier with all the players that are next to us with jerseys on. You can see that the numbers are there. And I counted on the roster before the game 13 seniors for this year, but 9 juniors and 4 sophomores. We talked about the quarterback being a sophomore, so the right pieces being sophomores, hoping to help the team, you know, have a successful year.
And so this will be a third down and about 8 to go here for Sherburne. So we come up near the halftime break with almost 2.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Timeout is going to be taken by Sherburne. They want to talk things over. This has been their longest drive of the night, and they're trying to cash in on it. So we'll take a 30-second break and be right back. Again, our score, Norwich 49, Sherburne-Uroville nothing. As we approach the halftime break, that'll be in about 2.5 minutes here on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Time out here for Sherburne-Uroville with Norwich leading 49-0. But Sherburne with the ball, marching into Norwich territory. And a 3rd and 8 here, so they took a timeout to try to talk things over. Sky and I will have the Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. Maybe we can talk some more about the gauntlet that Norwich has to go through every year and what their expectations might be for this year. Waiting for the snap on a 3rd and 8. Let's see what they draw up. They go right back to Shaw. Run up the middle. He's got the first down. Nice run. Spins out of a tackle. Shaw down to the 20 and to about the 18-yard line. He was about one tackle away from taking that to the house for Sherburne-Uroville. Nice run by Ethan Shaw.
I've been very impressed by him. You know, he's really had, other than the fumble, not to bring that back up.
Yeah.
But, other than that, though, he's really been running the ball very well the last quarter and a half.
Yes, Sherburne seems to be finding something here. Shaw with the running game is working well. And now if you're the Marauders, if you could put some points on the board here before the end of the half, that might give you a little juice heading into the break saying, okay, we can get back in this. Here's the snap. They're going to go right back to Shaw. That's the recipe for success. But this time the Norwich D-line says no. Across the 15 to about the 14. And Sherburne's going to have to, you know, keep an eye on the clock here as well, Sky, as it continues to move. We're coming up on about 90 seconds to go before the halftime break. And again, Norwich leading 49-0. So they'll spot this ball. Do you just keep giving it to Shaw here?
It's worked.
I mean, sometimes, you know, in football, I think maybe you don't get too cute. You just keep going back to what works, right?
You know, we talked about before the game, you know, the Giants are playing the Titans. Game plan is probably going to be give Derrick Henry the ball.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
So
a handoff here. They do go to somebody new.
It's a, yeah.
Looks like a D lineman that came back in there to Dylan Masita.
Dylan Masita.
So maybe a little bit of trickery there. They said, we'll fool you guys. Masita, though, only about a gain of 1. Clock is moving. 50 seconds left. Second down and about, actually, it's going to be 3rd down and about
number
7 to go.
Yeah, I just saw 64 get the football. Not too many times in the game of football do you see a 64 carrying it.
No,
but
especially when, you know, maybe on the goal line, something like that. But
the fridge.
Exactly.
Chicago Bears.
Okay, Sherburne's got 30 seconds left here. 3rd down and about 8 to go in the shotgun. Man in motion is Shaw. They're going to throw out to him. No, it's a QB sneak. They try to go up the middle. Down to about the 10-yard line. Not going to be close enough for a first down. Timeout taken by Sherburne, so we'll keep it right here. Good fake there by Darren Miles. And so there's going to be just under 20 seconds left here. And so this is going to be 4th down and about 4. Norwich taking the timeout, or excuse me, Sherburne taking the timeout to talk things over. Again, we'll have the Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. And you know, that youth program is coming. I know Coach Christie's excited. I believe his boys are in 5th or 6th grade, twin boys who are super athletic, and they have a really good group coming through there for all sports, but specifically, I think, football and basketball. We sponsored the kids' Gus Macker team this year, and it had the Christie boys. Josh Bennett's son was on the team, and Emily Evans, who's a big name here in town, just graduated, great basketball player. Her younger brother was on that team. Really fun watching them, and I thought, boy, the future of Norwich sports in good hands with those 5th, 6th, 7th graders right now. So going to be a lot of good years, you know, coming up, and we were happy to sponsor them for the summer basketball tournament, which was held right here at Norwich High School this year. A little change for Gus Macker.
You've had a lot of guests on your podcast who have talked about sometimes you just know when a group's coming through.
Yes.
That, you know, it's just, it's a special group.
17 seconds left. Sherburne throws to the outside. Pass is complete. Nowhere to go, though. Brought down at the 10-yard line. It'll be close to a first down. Hustling over there to make the tackle was Kyle Linger. Catch for Sherburne was made by Nick Hall. This is going to be really, really close. Fourth down, though, it looks like. Oh, no, they're changing it.
That was fourth down.
That was fourth down. Excuse me. Sorry about that, folks. That was fourth. Didn't get there.
Just short.
And so with 12 seconds left, Norwich can let this clock run off. Might have to, yeah, they're just going to let this clock run. So Norwich is going to head to the half with a 49-0 lead. An outstanding first half here for the Norwich Purple Tornado. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll take a break and be back with the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.